Hello, BTN News listeners. If you wish to continue enjoying the news show, please visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions to make your contribution today to keep the news show on the air. And thank you so much for your support. Hello, news listeners. Welcome to your Thursday installment of the BTN News Show, and welcome to July. Yes, it is July 1st, 2021. Here comes the best technology news that's happened over the past couple of days, and it's coming your way in about 5 minutes. Nest users will be happy to hear this info from Google. Get ready for 5 years of updates for your Nest devices. Now, this has a little bit to do with that list of precautions that Google issued back in 2019 when it actually rebranded its home products as Nest. And as part of these updates, Google says that all Nest devices released since 2019 are now validated using third-party, industry-recognized security standards. Google also says your privacy is going to be a lot better, too. I know, it's like an oxymoron, Google privacy. Let's read on. They mention how it will keep your Google account secure with tools like two-step verification. Now, a lot of this has to do with just, hey, see, you can trust Google. Like the time when Google faced its own little backlash, remember, for putting mics in the Nest security hub, and they didn't tell anybody. Maybe Google's trying to get back a little bit to their do no harm, do no evil period. Though I wouldn't hold my breath. Get ready for your Microsoft xCloud to be rolling out to your iOS devices, at least in full now. And if you're on a Mac, yep, it's going to work there as well. Of course, we all know xCloud, the game cloud streaming component of Xbox Game Pass Ultimate that allows users to access games right from their devices via the cloud, of course. Now, according to Microsoft, on PCs, xCloud will be accessed through the Edge browser. On iOS, however, it will work via a web-based app via Safari. And you'll actually have a choice between a controller or touch controllers for certain games. Now, some of us didn't think this day would ever come. There was a lot of back and forth between Apple and the App Store guidelines, of course, of actually getting xCloud to work with iOS. But in the end, Apple thought, all right, let's carve out a loophole here and a loophole there. And voila, just like magic, iOS users can now feel the full benefit of xCloud on their device. Well, the MacBook Air's got some serious competition now, because the Pavilion Aero from HP, yeah, has now just become the lightest consumer laptop. Yep, the Aero 13 has a maximum weight now of 2.18 pounds, or 0.987 kilograms. Not only that, you can choose Apple-style colors, too, including pale rose gold, warm gold, ceramic white, or, of course, natural silver. Now, the Pavilion actually has been HP's budget line for quite some time, but HP thought maybe it's time to shrink those bezels and give it a little style. Now, one thing to actually point out with these new laptops, they'll all be AMD only. The screen itself will be, of course, 13 inches, given by the name, of course, which will be OLED, and, of course, other configurations that will come at different price points. More RAM, more storage space, yeah, you get the idea. However, though, the starting price for the new Aero 13 OLED will be $749. And finally, all those folks over at Volkswagen. If you want a combustible engine in your Volkswagen, you better be getting on one. Because by 2035, yep, that's when the combustion engine in Volkswagens will be disappearing. Yes, according to a local German newspaper, Volkswagen board members all came around the table together and said, yes, indeed, they will exit the business with internal combustion engine in cars in Europe between 2033 and 2035. Though they did say they'll stop selling combustion engines in the U.S. and China, yeah, it will take a little bit longer, so they didn't give a date on that one. They do, however, though, give a date when they'll be completely carbon neutral. 2050, and they say that's at the latest. In fact, they even have bigger aspirations. Volkswagen wants to see 70% of all of its vehicles on the road fully electric, at least in Europe, by 2030. Got a story no one else is listening? Send it our way, britishtechnews@gmail.com. britishtechnetwork.com, that is everything that's happening at the British Tech Network. It's also the place you can support the new show and help us stay on the air. If you love the new show, we really could use your support. And you can easily do it by heading to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. For as little as $5 a month, you can do your part in helping keep the new show on the air. And those of you that do contribute each and every month to the new show, thank you so very much for your support. This show could not exist without you. You can find British Tech Network, of course, too, on our socials at Facebook at British Tech Network, of course, on Twitter at British Tech, and our Slack room with our BTN community. Hop on over today at britishtech.slack.com. The new show will be back at your way for your Friday edition tomorrow, getting you caught up on the best technology news that's going to be happening. But until then, have yourself a great Thursday, and thank you so much, as always, for listening.